Our second scripture reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take up your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on your full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to the Lord. Thank you, Rose. Some of you were asking me this morning if I was going to continue in the book of Acts this week, but I thought, no, I'm going to take a break. This is Memorial Day Sunday, and I'm going to share a message about Memorial Day. I don't know how many of you, I don't know when you grew up, but I grew up born in 1960 when I was a little kid. The Vietnam War was going on. As I got late teenager, and turned 18, I had to sign up for the Selective Service. You recall all that. That was when the Cold War was still going on, and there are many of us who at times would watch the news and wonder, is something going to happen? Is something not going to happen? What's going on in the world today? And there were concerns about that. Some were actually drafted, not of their own choice, but they were drafted to serve because they were drafted to serve. Some wanted to serve and even got in when they weren't even old enough to get in. I've heard some of those stories because they wanted to be fighting for our country and our freedoms. You know, in the text this morning in the letter to the Ephesians that Paul writes, what he's really telling us here is that we too have been drafted. We have been drafted. We have been enlisted. When we claim the name of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have been enlisted, and there is a battle that's going on. Clearly, he's telling us in the book of Ephesians, there is a battle that's going on. In Christ, it's not just a matter of reaping the warm, fuzzy benefits of salvation in Him, and I'm going to heaven, and everything is peaches and cream, and there's no real battles out there. It's just love. There is a battle going on as well. Not belittling that agape love that we have in Jesus Christ, but to say there still is a battle going on in the world for the souls of our children and their children. For our souls as well. And here in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is telling the church, and here is one who can speak from experience, who is now sharing this, as one who is in chains. He's in jail. He's imprisoned because of his belief in Jesus Christ. And he's saying, we need to put on the armor of God. You know, in 1 Timothy 2:4, it says that it's God's desire that all come to Him. But He knows many won't. He wants us to, but He knows many won't, because He gave us that free choice. You and I, the church, we are enlisted. We are drafted to be a part of the kingdom of God. And being part of the kingdom of God, we are being told here to put on the armor of God, because there's a battle that's going on. Each of us are a member, if we can say this, of a local unit. Can I put it in those terms? Here we are, the church in Mackinac City, along with two partner churches here in the town. We are part of a local unit to do God's work here where we're at. You see, our sphere of influence is here in this community, and it reaches out beyond our community, but we are called, we are enlisted as a part of this local church to do God's work here as well as elsewhere. Only those who call on Christ as Lord are the true soldiers. There might be some fakes out there, but only those who are called, who call on Christ as Lord, are true soldiers. They know the general, and they listen to what the general has to say. Our God, our Lord, is our general. And we are, in a sense, not only soldiers, but also ambassadors. You know, soldiers oftentimes serve as ambassadors in the war. A lot of war stories that have been told over the years, where many soldiers would do some very sacrificial and loving things, not only for their own, but even for the enemy sometimes. Soldiers were not only battle warriors doing difficult things, but they were also ambassadors for the country that they represented. And so many of our soldiers very admirably served our country and were ambassadors. We too, as the Church of Jesus Christ, are ambassadors, as it says in the letter to the Corinthians. We are enlisted to do God's work. What's the strategy? Don't do it on your own. Don't do it on your own. Verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You see what's going on here? You can't do it on your own. A soldier doesn't go off and do their own thing. They've got to do what they're told to do by the general. You've got to do what those who are in command tell you to do. And you do it together. And the strategy here is, Paul is saying, put on the armor of God. I'm going to describe that later as I close. Put on the armor of God. The enemy needs to be identified here. And the enemy is not people. We make it people sometimes. You know, politically speaking, oftentimes we make it people. Why is it in the world we live in today, even though you might totally disagree with each other, I mean, sometimes when you totally disagree with each other politically, you become enemies. Why is that? I remember a time in our country when there were two sides, and the two sides would come together, and they would oftentimes come up with a compromise. You didn't want to compromise your morals, your convictions, but sometimes you could come up with a compromise. Now it's an all or none kind of a thing. But don't look at people as the enemy. The scriptures clearly tell us here, the enemy is not against flesh and blood. It's against rulers and authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You see what's going on here. We need to identify the enemy. If the soldier doesn't know who the enemy is, how can you fight? And knowing the enemy is stronger than me. I need help. And that's why he tells me in Ephesians chapter 6, put on the armor of God. Because if you don't put on the armor of God, you will be defeated. You and I will be defeated if we don't put on the armor of God. Because he said previous to the armor, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Elsewhere in Scripture, Paul was talking about how weak he was. But he said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You know what he meant by that statement was, when I'm weak, I realize my strength comes from him. It's right where I need to be. Just like as a soldier, you need to realize on your own, you're pretty weak. But when you go in together with others, you're pretty strong. By myself, I'm weak, but in Christ, I am strong. The enemy is not flesh and blood. The enemy is the evil influences. Know who the enemy is. Now, here's the equipment. Briefly, because I know we've got a full day ahead of us, but briefly I want to talk about the equipment, this armor of God that we put on, the belt of truth. Folks, we need the belt of truth. There's so many voices out there today, and we've got information overload, and we've got everybody and their brother telling us that this is true, and this is true, and this is true. A lot of times we find out this is false, and this is false, and this is false. But the Word of God is true. The Word of God is truth. And so when we put on the belt of truth, we need to realize the owner's manual. We need to realize the manual we use is God's Word. Because with all the other voices out there, we can get so misled. We need to go with what God's Word says. Put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. You know, God can work more fully and completely in one who wants to honor and glorify Him. One who wants to live righteously. One who wants to live holy. So many people, so many Christians today want to live in that arena of cheap grace. I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer is the one who kind of coined that phrase, I believe. Cheap grace. Hey, I'm a Christian now. I've got my life insurance. My fire insurance. I'm not going to hell. So now I can live my life the way I want to live my life. And when I blow it, I can say, God, forgive me. How many times have we done that in our own life? Where we kind of justified what we did. Because you know God's there to forgive me. That's cheap grace. That's not recognize the immense payment for our sin that was made on my behalf and your behalf. The ugly price that was paid was huge. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, holy living for the Holy One. Fit your feet with the gospel of peace. Go out and tell others. This is evangelizing. This is go out and tell other people. Go and let others know of the one you serve. Go and tell others of the kingdom of God that you are a part of. Let them know. Have your feet fitted with the gospel of peace and the shield of faith to overcome evil. We talked a while back about this, about faith. And some people say, I just don't have enough faith. My faith is so small. And I remind ourselves of the text in Scripture that talks about if your faith is the size of a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to move. It'll move. What is the essence of that text is not quantity of faith. It's about quality of faith. What I mean by that is who your faith is in. It's the object of your faith. And I want to encourage you with that this morning. You who say, my faith is so small, but who's your faith in? Those signs we have out all over the place? God's got it. God got it. I don't have it. God's got it. Take on the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, the knowledge of God and His Word, the knowledge of what's going on. Take the helmet of salvation. I know this is God's Word and it is true. And then it says, and take on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God pierces the heart. And when you and I share with others the Word of God, it pierces the heart and it can bring change, not just to us, but it can bring change to others as well. Take the sword of the Spirit. So here you have it, the armor of God. We are told to put on the armor of God so we can fight the battle against evil. Put on the armor of God. Do not try to do it yourself. And then it says at the end of all this, pray. Pray. I believe we are a praying church. And we've seen God do mighty things. Sometimes God does things very quickly. Sometimes God does things in a much slower process. At least we look at it as slow. But God works in the chronic stuff. God works in the urgent stuff. And we need to pray. Pray to our God. So that we can fearlessly make known the mystery of faith which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Folks, Memorial Day Sunday, we've been drafted. I hope you take that seriously. We've been drafted. We are enlisted. If you claim the name of Jesus Christ with your lips, believe in your heart, you have been enlisted. And because of that, we are called into battle. And you have everything you need with the armor of God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you. For you have equipped us with everything we need for the battle. We know we are in a battle. Lord, we're in a battle for the souls of not just our country, but people all around the world. We're in battle for the souls of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, our neighbors and our friends, and God, even our enemies. Help us, O God. Because we have been drafted, we have been enlisted by you to speak truth in love, in agape love, in an unconditional kind of love. Help us to love our enemies, not just those who love us. And help us to do your work gladly. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.